Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we're talking about Terror in Resonance, which was my choice, which was a recommendation by old Jeb. But before that, we started talking, and for those dollar patrons, we were talking about Jared Leto and all the movies he's actually been in. And then we went down the rabbit hole of what we like and dislike about some movies.
Yeah, but we'll save that for a little bit later.
So this was 2014, July 2014 through September 2014. 11 episodes. Producers for it were Aniplex, Fuji TV, just to name a couple. And then the studio was MAPPA, M-A-P-P-A. What's interesting is that this source is actually original. So it's an original work of art. And its genres are mystery, psychological, and thriller.
I can see that. I was thinking psychological. Yeah, okay.
I definitely see the psychological and thriller. Mystery, I can kind of understand. However, it wasn't a real mystery, I want to say, for us, the viewer, but more so just the adventure of what was happening and two sides trying to figure out what's going on.
Were there two sides, though?
Yes. The two sides, to help you understand what I'm talking about, is I'm talking about the main protagonists, 9 and 12, and then the other main protagonist, Shibazaki, the detective. So,
oh, okay. See, I thought you were referring to all the numbers, and I'm like, but it makes sense.
Yeah. So, and that's what I was talking about. It's like we see what's going on. We kind of see the whole picture. It's not really a mystery for us, right? It's more along the lines of these guys are doing something. We know what they're doing. We know what these guys are doing, but they don't know what the other ones are doing so much.
You know, if you were to
try to describe it articulately and smart, we wouldn't have this problem half the time we do. You're right. I totally agree with you, Rick. Yes, I know.
Well, no, I was going to ask you if you had the option, because we've seen a lot of anime. I'd like to believe we're connoisseurs, if you will. Would you prefer to learn with one or have an overview, a god-like image, if you will, visage? And already know what's going on all around.
Ooh, that is because a great question.
In this one, you have kind of a godlike visage. You get to learn what's going on where, with who, with our opposing character, but you also get the backstory. You get everything that, I don't know, everything that makes it interesting from an entertainment rather than a horror.
Yes.
Side point, you know?
Right. Well, you know, which is why they didn't put a horror aspect on this. They did a thriller. I mean, like, and what I like is one of the things that I really, really like is that some of the things that you see at the very beginning or that are referenced or anything like that, it makes a full circle. Like, oh, now it makes total sense why that was like that. Or I could see why they did that or why it was portrayed like that. And it's not that it was like it was done needlessly. It was done in such a way that explained it by showing you.
Yeah, they didn't tell you, they showed you, which was nice. But why him? Why the detective? The only thing I could say, the only connection I saw was that the project head of the experimentation of the children didn't like this detective.
No.
I didn't see any other. He got him demoted.
No, the children didn't get him demoted.
Not the children, the director.
The director of the kids
got that guy demoted.
Right, the director of the project, not the kids. The director of the whole project got Shibazaki demoted. And not necessarily because he didn't like him for just any particular reason, but because he was investigating him and he had a lot of questions. And it made a full circle as to why it was like that and why everything came through. And the reason why 12 and 9 took a liking to Shibazaki is, one, because he actually answered their riddle. He also was able to, solve it. All the other ones just about too. So they knew he had one intelligence. And then when they actually did the digging on him and found out a lot, I feel like once they saw, oh, they were investigating this guy, and this guy is one of the guys that we actually don't like and wanted to have all the dirty laundry aired for, I think that's why they kind of pushed to more so to like him.
Because it was a nice caveat where he, for some reason, knew the Sphinx's answer, both of them, and some more obscured knowledge, you know?
Right. Well, and it's not that he necessarily knew it offhand. He was like given a clue or something sparked, and he's like, I know which direction to look in. And so he decides to dig into it more. And then he looks at it objectively, so that way it's more along the lines of, well, it could be this, but I have a feeling it's going to lead more towards this over here because of, and fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling that I got from it than anything else. One of the things that I'll have to do some more digging on is, it was very, even though it was an original work of art, it is very reminiscent of another show I feel like we've watched, or that I've at least watched. And I had talked to Jeb about this in our Discord. And he had said that Darling in the Franxx, which I had seen, had child experiments and they were given numbers too. But I feel like there's another one out there. There's another one that's like very reminiscent of it, and I just can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know. I mean, like, I could be completely losing my mind. I may have seen this when it was first coming out, don't realize it, and just totally went by the wayside. And then I just, second time I've seen it, that's probably why it's so reminiscent. But I don't know. I mean, like, it's familiar.
Yeah, I will admit that. It didn't seem wholly unique. It didn't seem like a ripoff. The story seemed solid by itself. It seemed to have its own merits, the animation, music, the plot, but it didn't seem unique. It felt like it fit into a mold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not necessarily cookie cutterish, because they were able to make it their own. I feel like the plot started at a very generic baseline and they just sprinkled in their own little flavors.
Yeah.
It's a baseline I like. It's a story I like, but I feel like we could substitute a few key points with two or three other shows and we'd get a very similar product. Maybe I'm just being overly harsh. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, like, I get what you're saying. I do. I mean, like, it doesn't detract the fact that it was a good show. It was really well done.
Yeah, that animation quality, though, like the way that they... So in the very first, was it the first episode? I'm pretty sure it was the first episode where they blow up a building.
No, it wasn't episode one.
What episode was that?
I think that was like episode two, three.
That far in, huh?
Yeah, it was like episode...
I thought it was one or two.
I think what had happened was they were leading up to it at the end of episode one, and then two, they did it.
Okay, that makes a little bit of sense. But the way that the animation was drawn up like that, where you saw the bombs go off, is very crisp and clean. And when the bombs went off and the building collapsed, crisp, clean. I know they must have had to use computer animation for that, at least a little bit, but it didn't detract from what was happening.
I wouldn't be too surprised if they decided to go the little extra mile for it. So, like, because I understand your surprise for it is because, you know, you have shows that were like The Magnificent Kotobuki, where it wasn't so magnificent and the animation was not so great.
Yeah, I think they for that particular show, I think they wasted most of their budget on the title.
Yes.
It's magnificent. Are you sure? We're going to say it is. Well, okay then. All right, so we're going off topic a little bit.
Just a bit, I mean, just a tad. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, that's honestly what the show kind of does, is it kind of forces you to go off topic. It forces you to just, like, kind of really think about, like, the show, what it's going on, and the animation. It just speaks to how clean the animation is, too. And not even to to speak of the music, the background music and the music for the opening and ending intro outro is very well done. I mean, like, this is one of the few shows where the music is actually very well done that I thought was great.
The show, if you watch it episode by episode, if you binge it, it's not that apparent. But if you don't binge it and you watch two episodes at a time or one episode at a time, it takes rent space in your head for free. Like, you start thinking about it when you're not watching it.
Uh-huh.
You're like, hey, this makes sense here. This makes sense here. I was talking to you in our little pre-show before this about how number 12 can see sound.
Yeah.
See colors of sound. And while I was thinking about that, one of my coworkers was watching a show where a person in real life had that same ability or same disability, depending on how you look at it. And it's just, I think it's one of those phenomena that the more you think about it, the more it appears. And not that it's not appearing regardless, it's just you're noticing it more. For instance, if you go shopping for an Escalade, let's say.
Yeah.
And you're like, I really like an Escalade. All of a sudden, that's the main car you notice. You're like, hey, that Escalade looks familiar, man. I might have seen that in a lot. 3 minutes later, it could have been that one. Could have been that one. That kind of thing.
So another thing that's really, really great and is they actually explain, like, because they're not like older guys. The main character is 12 and 9. They're also not 9 and 12 years old either. I was
going to say, it might as well. Might as well be.
They're 17 and they do reference the age. They do explain why they have the intelligence that they do. And they do explain, like, why they're doing what they're doing. Also, on top of that, you also find out about a little bit camaraderie in between another supporting character that shows up in the series 5, and or not camaraderie, but a little bit of competition, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't really see camaraderie. I didn't see cooperation.
Yeah.
I just saw crazy.
Yeah. And it's just like they explain it. It's like at first you think it's one way, and then when it's finally explained, it makes total sense. It's like, oh, that's why. That's why 5's totally obsessed. That's why 5 is just like off her rocker and trying to get that done. And I'm going to be honest. It's completely and totally refreshing seeing a story that is told like that, that is done in such a way that makes you just really go, you know, I'm happy that I get my answers. I'm happy I got the answers. I'm happy this was explained. The only thing
definitely had bookends.
Oh yeah. The only thing that I would have to say that I wished was a little bit more was, I mean, like, I feel like it could have been maybe 12 episodes long.
Yeah. It's one of the very few anime that I'm like, you know what? Would not have minded if they had a filler.
Yeah.
Because here it's all business. It's almost like they started the season late and they're like, well, we're going to have to skip the beach.
Yeah. We're running behind. Let's get to it, guys. All right. But it was good. It was refreshing. I mean, and every character that you're introduced to is not introduced for no reason. Like, everyone that's introduced, like truly introduced, is introduced for a reason too. Like, they will be constant occurrence. They will come back at some point, pick your flavor, but they are introduced with a reason.
Yeah. And I felt a little bit offended, if I'm being perfectly honest, because I'm a bigger man. I feel like I found my spirit animal in this guy.
In Mukasa?
Yeah, in Mukasa. Because our detective, Sakaki, no, it's not Sakaki. What's the detective's name?
The detective's?
Satoshi?
No. Shibazaki.
Shibazaki? Yeah. Shibazaki. Okay. Mistreated this poor man. So bad. He was a heavier set dude. All right. Now, I will admit, you know, it took some heavy forklifting to get to my current weight. But every single time there's something related to food, we look at him as if he's the resident expert. And then he is. And you're like, he's complaining the entire time. He's like, why do you always think just because I'm big boned, I like my carbs? And here's your carb-related answer, sir. You're just like,
you know, and that's the other thing is, I would definitely include a little bit, sprinkle some comedy in this, Because this has some moments where it is funny. And it has moments where it is entertaining like that.
Few and far between. Few and far between.
Yes.
It's mainly hard hitting. And I do like the fact that the first three times they made the fat joke. And it just, it was nice. It was comedic. It was a nice break. But like, as a fat guy, I should feel offended.
Well, I mean, like, you shouldn't be. I mean, like, it was a, I mean, like, at least in the dubs portion or subs portion, you know, the Japanese voice actor, he's not exactly thin.
No. No. But our main characters are.
Yes.
Like 9, 12, 5, rail thin. Rail thin. And then the orphan that they pick up, that stressed me out so bad.
Oh, Lisa?
Yeah.
Yes.
And her mom.
Like, I could totally understand why Lisa ran away. Like, after the first 30 seconds, I would have ran away. I'm sorry, I can't deal with this.
Separation anxiety is one thing, but this is something else.
Like, I can understand, but instead of her mom seeking out help, her mom's just overbearing, calling her daughter Lisa every like second, over sending a text message every second. And then when Lisa finally comes home, you just see her mom shaking, or you're going to abandon me like your father did too. And blah, 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 blah. It's just like, and you think that's not going to push her away. I mean, like, I get it. She more than likely has a mental illness, and it's sad to see something like that happen. Or if she doesn't have mental illness, she has some trauma. There's like something deeper that goes on there. And that, you know,
well, I kind of wanted to know who the father was, because if we knew who the father was, I feel like, I don't know, more of the story could have been explained.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to be honest. I was kind of half expecting Shibazaki ending up being the father, and he just lives at the precinct and on the couch from now on. I mean, like, that's not the case.
No, it's not. But I can see where you thought that.
It just kind of like swung that direction. I was seeing what would happen. It was like, that could totally happen. I mean, like, that is a possibility.
I don't know. Like, it'd have been too nice and convenient, too easy.
It would have been easy.
Far too easy.
That is true. It would have been easy. But I like, again, just, it was very well written.
Yes.
It was very well written. It was done in such a way that you can connect or understand the characters. You can understand why they're doing what they're doing. You can understand what's going on for it. And
you'd feel sympathy.
Yeah, you could feel the sympathy. You can, and it's, you know, it just was great being able to just watch it and go, I totally understand. Like with Lisa, like, I totally understand. Like, you could come walking in the door and then you have someone coming up yelling at you, shaking you like a madman. Yeah, I'd get tired of that too. I would totally bone it. I would totally just get out of there. But
isn't she supposed to be like 14 or 15 though?
No, she, I believe, is supposed to be like the same age, close to it, I thought, maybe. I don't think she's quite that young. I don't even remember them specifying her age. They only specified the 9 and 12's age. And the only reason why they specified their age is because, when Shibazaki was talking to the director, he had said their age would be about 17 now. And so that's the only reason why we actually have their age.
Yeah. Like, I was going through this. They went to high school. They entered as new students. So I figured, you know, 14, 15, 17 at the absolute oldest. Otherwise, they couldn't pull it off.
No, they could totally pull it off. Even if they're like 20, they could pull it off. Just got to make sure you clean shave every day. I mean, like, but then again, you know, I mean, if they're, as long as they're grooming and taking care of themselves, I mean, like, they could totally pull it off easily. I mean, I don't know about you, but I was able to successfully integrate into high school, and I was 21 Jump Street.
My name is Yev.
God. So, but yeah, they never specified their age. Her age, I would assume probably maybe about 15, oldest, 15, 15, maybe.
She's still very immature.
Yeah. And that's not so much her fault. I mean, like, she's just who she is, growing up, trying to be a kid in a house where you're constantly being watched like a hawk, and you have to lock yourself in a room. Otherwise, someone's going to shake you, asking you why you weren't there 30 seconds ago.
Almost as if you had a house full of animals who hunt you down and then stay in the same room as you.
That is actually very true. But that's all right. I mean, like, I accept my reality.
I'm like, you chose this.
I chose it.
You chose the hound dog life.
I did. And I chose it willingly and happily.
No, but one of the things that I found unique about the backstory was that instead of them being just random choice abductions, for lack of a better word, the government went through and went, we want people who are already smart to basically be smarter.
Yeah, they, and it's not like they said haphazardly, we want you smart people to be smarter. No, they had to have like very specific traits, very specific, like there was like a whole laundry list of things. And then after that, you were interviewed, and then that was it. Like, the kids disappeared if they passed. So imagine you're four or five years old. You're asked a series of questions. And they're like, all right, cool, you passed. Yay, what do I get? To come with us.
What? What do I get, Doc? A safe ride. The other ones, they go on the train. If they make it, they make it.
That's a little dark. That took a real dark turn. Holy shit.
Well, they abducted them all.
No, the ones that abducted them all. The ones that didn't pass were just like never taken. Like,
okay. Well,
I mean, like, literally, the Shibazaki interviewed one of them. It was like, yeah, no, we were questioned, and then that was it.
Okay, I understood it slightly differently. You know, there were so many graves out there.
The graves were all the ones from the testing. They all died from the testing.
Oh.
So the drugs and everything like that they were doing, injecting them with, killed them. That's why you kept seeing 9 and 5, like, hold their head, and they would start losing consciousness from the
pain.
That
makes a lot more sense, because I was thinking that of the kids who got administered, like, the kids who didn't make it.
No, the ones that didn't make it were just left. Everyone else had to go through testing and experimentation to try and expand the mentality and intelligence. And died because of that.
Gotcha. And to clarify, if you ever watch this, they do interview a kid who did take the test. I thought he was like a TA. No. I didn't realize he flunked out. Okay.
Yeah, he flunked out. Not that. Wow. That's why I was like, dang, dude, that was a dark turn. What the heck, man? Dang, Rick. You decided, you're like, hey, man, this is like, let's just go off this road. Why? Why? I mean, slight, like, are we waiting for the time traveling granddaughter to appear at some point? And like, the vampire slayer to jump out at us?
The blonde vampire slayers, yes.
Okay. Well, no.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. A whole lot more sense.
Oh, I hope so. Jeez Louise, my goodness, man.
But let's kind of focus just real quick on the way they did things, because we're all talking about how smart they are, savant syndrome and whatnot. So the reason that all these kids went into this facility was to take this drug that kills most of them, or all of them even. And the side effect is super intelligence. Or the way they explained it was there are certain times where autistic children gain abilities that seem abnormal. For instance, the gentleman who can look at a city, take a flight around a city, and then 3D print, not 3D print, but 2D copy by pen the entire landscape he saw, down to the most minute detail. The only limitation is he has to see it.
Yeah.
But with these drugs came the side effect of death. I would have loved to know what the other twos, so I would love to know what 5 and 9's ability was, because 12, again, could see colors.
Well, it's not that I feel like, not that they had abilities or anything like that, because I feel like his was just a rare case, a rare condition that just, which is a naturally occurring one in the world.
Yeah, it's just a deviation.
And I think all that it was for him was just that. Not so much that they were chosen because they had these special powers or anything like that, like he could see colors or something. I doubt that that's why he was chosen.
There had to be a different reason, a different criteria.
Yeah, and they kind of touched on that just a little bit.
So in your opinion, how come only 3 children survived? Obviously 2 escaped, 1 didn't. So
Right. So the two that escaped would be 9 and 12. The one that didn't was 5. And they said why the other ones didn't escape. It's because they were already dead from the experimentation. No.
Why 5 was running too, but she didn't die?
They were running because they wanted to escape because the place was closing down, from what I remember. And so to escape so that way they didn't die from the experimentation like everyone else, they set fire to the whole building and made a run for it.
Yeah. Now, did anybody die in that fire that you know of?
No, not that I know of.
Because they had a running theme of, I'll blow shit up, but I'm not killing people.
Right. And because they didn't want to be thought of as murderers. They just wanted to get the story out. I mean, like, it's hard to get your story out if you're killing people too at the same time.
Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Jeez. Utter nonsense. But nonsense is what kind of drives the story.
I mean, like, I know this is actually going to be honestly one of our shorter episodes.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's one of those shows, one of those ones where you really have to watch it. I mean, like, it's really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It's not a perfect 10. I'll say that right now. It is not a perfect 10, but it is
it's close.
It's close. It is a great show. It is a great show and is well worth the watch. Especially for it only being 11 episodes long.
I was going to say, and it's for this being a short episode, they're short episodes.
Yeah.
Like they're short of at least 2.
Yeah. And so with it only being 11 long, I feel like it was very done well. I feel like it was done really, really well. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
Well, the flashbacks were nice. Animation quality, pristine. The way things happened in the drawing shows that they must have had at least some kind of architect on site telling them how a building collapses, essentially.
Yeah.
Or they just saw like the 9/11 tapes and mimicked that.
Well, I mean, you could honestly look at a lot of different ones and they show how buildings.
But this one collapsed inward rather than outward, which was kind of cool as far as the animation went.
Well, that's how buildings are demolished anyways. I mean, like, have you ever seen how a building's demolished? It's explosives on the inside and causes it to come straight down.
I've never been one to watch stuff like that. I always assumed that, like, you'd blow one side up and it'd fall over like a tree, or it would, like, shift over and then collapse.
No. So how buildings are demolished is you actually have several explosives in key points all the way throughout the whole building, all the way up. And it blows up almost simultaneously, so that way it drops in a straight line down.
And this is why it's not my job, because I would not be. This is not what I'd be thinking of. I'd be like, "Where's the wrecking ball at? Get Miley Cyrus in here. We got another building." but going back to my rating. Sorry, I got a little
coming
distracted.
In like a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
That would not Miley, be a pretty
put
picture.
Some clothes on,
Rick. We don't want to see you dressed like that either, sir. Some a little bit more, please.
Oh, don't worry. Belly would hide everything. Belly, could you imagine? like Jack, shave my back. I need to do this. I need to have it slick and oily, just so that I can slide through the buildings with the wrecking ball.
So disgusting. So wrong on so many levels.
The only thing I can think of, there's this video online of this just super fat dude and he's running in slow motion and it's just everywhere.
Yes.
And he's like jump running and it's a beautiful disaster. But that's all I can think about when I'm like when envisioning myself on the wrecking ball, just the reverberation of every impact. anyway, going back to it, because again, distraction, losing my train of thought. Honestly, the thing that saves it for me, because the one thing I did not like was the pacing. It felt erratic.
Yeah.
But the thing that saved it for me was the dialogue, was the way everything seemed to play out in a very meticulous way. Even though the pacing seemed odd, the key points were there. They didn't reveal too much, but it just seemed a little bit too convenient. And for that reason, it's being knocked from a 9 to an 8.
Okay.
It was going to go lower because I didn't I didn't like the happenstance where everything just happened to work, where everyone just happened to be perfectly aligned. It planning alone couldn't account for that, you know?
Yeah, there are always irregularities or things that'll happen that'll prevent it from actually going the way you want it to, unfortunately. True. But, you know, I'm going to actually mirror you on this. I'm going with an A. I thought it was great. It was well done. I feel like it could have been an episode longer. I agree with you, and like everything just like kind of lined up a little too perfectly for it.
I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, the ending wasn't that. I mean, like it was a solid ending. It gave it a book end.
Yeah, it was done.
There is like possible season two. No, that's for sure. So I do appreciate that. But large and by audio was great. The music was great. The animation was great. It did its best to answer every question, and it had a logical reason or explanation for and fill in the blank for whatever's happening on there. So next week, sir, it's your choice.
Oh, is it now? Well, we've been going pretty well. This last one was pretty deep, so I'm going to go kind of goofy, something that it don't really have too many surprises. Mine is The Misfit of Demon Academy or Demon King Academy.
Yeah, I pulled it up. It's 13 episodes long, and the genres are action, demons, magic, fantasy, and school. And knowing your particular tastes, I would not be surprised if Echi was in there.
Well, see, I saw this one, and it just strikes me more as a slice of life.
Oh, there you go. See? Perfect. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I hope you all really enjoyed this week's choice. If you feel like we missed something, didn't do it justice, or you want to hear what we talked about before and what we talk about after each episode, $1 a month will get you there. Patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. You can also reach out to us, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter. And we are also on Discord. We're always in there. Even if we're just like kind of lurking around, spying at everyone, we're in there. Yeah, promise you that. Feel free to join us. The link's going to be in the show notes. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, feel free to leave a comment or contact us any other way. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate us, review us, anything like that on all the platforms. It really does help us out. Helps us get discovered more. And until next time, I'm Jack.
And I am extremely normal as far as Savant goes. And I'm still Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.